I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You? What's the most unusual honeymoon souvenir anyone ever brought back from Belize?
One of our listeners sent me a photograph of his daughter's souvenirs that she picked up on her honeymoon in Belize, and it was a human botfly that had taken up residence in her scalp. They apparently attempted to try and find a safe way of extricating themselves and wound up going to a dermatologist, and they took out the offending maggot and also a plug of her scalp, too, and it was in the bottom of a cup, and it made a great photograph.
Well, some
I don't mean to be laughing. I know that it must have been horrible, but it's just one of those fascinating stories in entomology. And as I've mentioned before on this program, sort of a red badge of courage for people that have spent any time in the tropics to come home with one of these amazing animals.
A lot of folks listening don't know what a botfly is.
Well, botflies, they lay their egg. The female botfly captures a female mosquito in the air and lays its egg on the mosquito. And then they let the mosquito find the host, humans or cattle, typically, because the mosquito is looking for a blood meal. And the heat of the host causes the egg to hatch, and the maggot migrates into a hair follicle, and that's when all the fun begins. They will wriggle down inside, and their bodies are covered with sharp spines, which are pointed in one direction, and it's the direction that makes them very difficult to remove. And as they're twisting and turning and growing, you get this big swelling, and the collection of pus inside this bot provides the food source for the growing larva. Then eventually it will wriggle out on its own and drop down into the soil and pupate and complete its life cycle. But for most people, they don't make it that far. I've known several entomologists who've attempted to let the fly complete its life cycle and just could not stand it. But we have similar flies here in Virginia. There is a warble that goes after white-footed mice. It's a great, big, handsome fly, sort of a ashy gray and black fly.
And that goes only after that particular one?
As far as I know, they focus on rodents, but there are others, too, that go after squirrels and deer, and they're all specialists. The flies themselves tend to turn up in these malaise traps that I put out, these tent-like traps that collect flying insects. And they'll also hang around hilltops and clumps of rocks and things where they can see one another and mate and so on. But yeah, if you see a squirrel that looks like it has these unseemly lumps on its body, it very well could be these warbles caused by this same family of flies that I mentioned that includes the human botfly.
Back to the human botfly, what's the diameter of these maggots?
Oh gosh, you know, I'm guessing the photographs I've seen of ones are close to half an inch in the middle. They sort of taper on both ends. But like I say, they have an impressive array of spines. Maybe I can get permission from our listener to use that particular photo that he sent along where you can see the not only the maggot, but also the bit
spines.
Of scalp and a little bit of bodily fluid there. It's pretty grim.
They have some disgusting culinary habits in the insect world. Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.